executives were becoming restless, nervous, and angry. I could hear them shouting, could sense the terror that was emanating from them. Seeing a nearby rock, I climbed on top to address my regiment. They looked up at me as though I was a god, and for the most fleeting of moments, I felt as though I was.
"Shock troopers!"
I shouted with my rifle held high over my head. The youngest were lined up in front of me, their blue, baby-faced naivety more evident now they were about to be thrust into the danger zone. I took a deep breath and parted my lips, ready to say the inevitable word that would lend at least one of them to their immediate death.
"Shock troopers, advance!"
They charged the ship, the door flying off its hinges in a hail of gunfire. The enemy troops were unprepared and, out of sheer fear, flung themselves at the regiment with their limbs flailing. Shots were fired, blood sprayed the air, and bodies hit the ground. I could smell the death in the air, but I had little time to dwell on it. We were inside the ship. The horror and carnage now in front of my face made the reality loud and clear. My heart hammered in my chest, while my mouth was as dry as the desert. The wind kicked up dust around us. There was screaming everywhere, and the agonized shrieks of dying men as bullets penetrated their bodies. Then the bone-crushing sound of the metal surging through their limbs rang in my ears. We were in close quarters, our bodies crammed into small hallways as we advanced through the ship. Something hard hit my jaw, and for a moment I was knocked into the wall, a wave of dizziness and nausea sweeping through me.
Fuck!
I jammed the butt of my rifle into the face of an enemy trooper. He was the same height as me, but twice as wide. In the closeness of the narrow corridor, this made him impossible to pass. He laughed as I hit him, chuckled to himself as he wiped the blood with the back of his hand.
"Bastard!"
I yelled. Hitting him again, the rifle connecting with his mouth, I dislodged two of his front teeth. He ran a finger over his gums and snarled.
"How dare you?"
I took my chance and fired 5 shots in quick succession. The bullets penetrated his armor with ease, and I watched as his blood poured out of the perfectly carved holes.
"How dare you?"
he repeated, his voice now desperate and shocked. He stumbled backward and struggled to regain his balance. So much blood ran out of him that after a few seconds, there was no more left in him. His body crumpled to the ground, and at last I could advance. Stepping over his body, my boot sticking in his viscous blood, I shouldered my rifle and continued to fire into the distance, taking out another 3 enemy troops. Approaching a bend in the hallway, I reloaded my gun and advanced with caution. Then it hit me, a strange sensation in my gut.
Something wasn't right. Something was about to happen.
My troops were in front of me, ready to step around the corner.
"Wait."
They halted.
"Just wait," I said.
"Be careful." The dark, gloomy feeling remained. Something was about to happen. Something deadly. Below us, the floor began to rumble.
"Troops, stand back. Stand back."
It was too late. Missiles were launched. They ricocheted off the walls, piercing through 2 troops in an instant, their screams eclipsed by the sound of the explosion.
"Advance!"
I yelled to the remaining soldiers, but they failed to move. One of them looked over his shoulder and his bloodshot eyes met mine.
"We'll die if we go around there," he said.
The rumble started again.
Boom!
Another blast, another missile. The young man was splintered and broken apart by the shrapnel, his shredded body falling at my feet.
I was consumed with rage. "Monsters!"
I screamed as I began to run. I threw myself around the corner until 2 enemy troops stood before me with missile launchers pressed up hard into their chests. Moving fast, I fired into their faces, taking them down before they could kill any more of my regiment.
"Advance!"
I waved on the young infantry who were lingering behind me.
"To the bridge!"
They ran past me, their boots crunching along the ground as they hurried. The bridge was in sight. I could see the captain through the window, his face a picture of panic as he saw us approach. We fired through the glass, blowing the door apart. The captain ran for cover, ducking and diving below a table as we entered the room. I laughed as I saw him quivering in fear.